To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of blue skies, green vines, and a desert landscape in the background come to us from a friend who was visiting Alcantara Vineyards in Camp Verde, Arizona. I share it because of the beautiful contrast of colors and as a commentary on the weather in upstate New York. We had temperatures in the 90s, and this desert scene and these vacant chairs reminded me of my encounters while on the road yesterday, because everyone I ran into commented on the heat and were abandoning the outdoors for air-conditioned sanctuary. With days like yesterday, I noticed the work that the Lord has done with me in terms of patience and endurance. The heat reminded me of digging the foundations for a church in the mountains of Guatemala in 2019. So I had that memory of service to the Lord to know I could handle burying service wires in the suburbs of Slingerlands and Water Valley. So physically, I knew I could do it. But the larger challenge of dealing with adverse weather conditions, whether hot or cold, is the mental and emotional effects the extreme circumstances can have on you. If we don't focus on the task at hand and instead focus on the weather and the fact that we aren't pleased with it, we can become angry or depressed, turning our efforts into fits of frustration and futility. However, we can't become so focused on our task that we ignore the environmental conditions and put ourselves in danger by making ourselves vulnerable to heat stroke in the summer and frostbite in the winter. Balance is needed to keep ourselves safe and productive. I've found that my relationship with the Lord brings that balance into my life no matter what circumstances I face. In yesterday's heat, I kept my emotions in check by thanking the Lord for my job and for Him being with me. Outside observers would see some guy digging a ditch and having sweat pour out of him in the blazing sunshine, but I wasn't alone. I was focusing on my job, on the job at hand, and doing it as quickly as possible, but also was checking in with the Lord whenever I felt the stirrings of frustrations rise. He's the one who reminded me of Guatemala, because He was the one who sent me there. The thoughts of that trip didn't just remind me of digging in hot conditions. I had done that here in the States for the past few summers. No, the thoughts of Guatemala were a reminder of my relationship with Him and the fact that I can go to the ends of the earth and God will always be with me. So as you go about your day today and want to keep your cool, remember that God is with you and that He is always available to give you balance and peace. While we must keep cool physically by hydrating and taking breaks, the Lord can keep you cool emotionally and spiritually in the brightest sunshine or in the darkest night of the soul when you reach out and talk with Him. This morning's meditation verse is Deuteronomy 6:7 from the New King James Version. It says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Today's verse stresses the importance of knowing the Word of God and sharing your knowledge with your children. As parents, we are to pass on our heritage to our children. Our heritage is what we decide is important from what we have learned from those who have gone before us. Heritage is most vividly seen in our passing down traditions and knowledge from our national origins and our religious beliefs. We all grow up in an environment where we are taught what our family history and values are. Our national origins can be stressed or not by each successive generation, so you can have a deep sense of your identity shaped by your family's sense of national pride or more religious beliefs. If you're half Irish and half Italian, your sense of national identity will be influenced on which half was more stressed in your upbringing. You may favor one half over the other. You may partake of the traditions and eat of the foods of each culture with varying degrees, but no matter what you do, you will always be half Irish and half Italian. If you're an American, you can have a deep sense of patriotism or not, depending on your family's views and your personal views. But if you were born in the United States, you will always be an American or have American roots if you should choose to defect. Some people feel the same way about our Christian faith. We were born into a Christian family, and some figure that no matter how much we believe or practice the Christian faith, we will always be Christian. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily so. And in Matthew 7, 20 through 23, Christ tells us that it is by our fruits that you will know who a Christian is, and that there will be some who claim to be Christian, only to be condemned for being those who practice lawlessness. The remedy for lawlessness is to have the law, know it, and obey it. Verses like Deuteronomy 6, 7 tell us that we are to teach the word of God to our children and to continually speak about it and the implications that God's instructions have on our lives. While we can't pass on our salvation to our children, we can teach them in the way they should go and hope they will see the truth and follow the Lord. This verse isn't just talking about the kids, though. This verse tells us that we should be talking about the things of God and thinking about them continuously, day and night. God is encouraging us to live in the context of His truth. He was telling the nation of Israel to live a discipled life. And unfortunately, their history shows us the double-edged danger of living outside of the wisdom of God's word and God's heart. Their failure to follow the word of God led to Israel and Judah falling into idolatry and sin until their kingdoms were destroyed and they were taken into captivity. The New Testament shows us how the Jews were zealous for the word with an outward expression, but their self-righteousness blinded them, so they refused to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. The nation of Israel's mistakes teach us that we must know the word and obey it, but we must also know that we can only do that through our faith in Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't do everything right, and we can't save ourselves in our own strength, but when we give ourselves to God through our faith in Jesus Christ, our burden becomes light. What we could never do through self-discipline alone, we can do through the love, as we live to enjoy and express the love that God has shown us to Him and to those around us. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing in Chapter 2. Today, we conclude this section on the whole gospel. So if you want to check out that resource, go to mtforchrist.org. A podcast is now on Spotify. For anyone who listens to Spotify or knows people who do, you can tell them about the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast on Spotify. And as always, it's on Apple, Google, Amazon, and Audible, as well as Podbean.com. We thank you for listening. We hope you stay cool today, no matter where you are, both physically and emotionally. And we say God bless you all.